Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. I like to walk on the beach, especially in Florida where I live. But more often than not, I see people fish from shore. And of course, some of them fish for sharks. And you can guess that I get mad in 0.1 second when I see that. How can we still allow this practice? And even worse, in Florida, it doesn't even cost you anything to get the license that allows you to catch sharks from the beach. You just have to register. Honestly, how ignorant can a committee be? Here, it will be the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission that allows it. Granted, they publish practices and how to minimize hurting the shark. But just publishing something that like that and tells you that the whole practice is wrong. How can we allow to hurt sharks and even admit that we hurt them, but well, there is a brochure that tells you how to minimize hurting. But most of it reads actually nicely, and one might be tempted to think that this form of shore fishing only causes a minimum harm to the animals, but it only seems so. Every shark that is hooked and reeled in is getting hurt. We talked about that in the past, remember the nociceptors? But I won't talk about pain in this podcast, but the lack of foresight of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission. Don't get me wrong, I pick Florida because I live here. But you can go to any other website of any other state that has access to the Gulf of Mexico or the Pacific or the Atlantic. My question is, why do you have to allow shark fishing in the first place? Because we allow other types of fishings as well? I guess so, but allowing fishing for sharks is like, hey, we don't care about the ocean's balance as long as we can offer a fun way of killing the ultimate regulators of the oceans. This practice is just wrong. How can it be that the U.S. fights finning, tries to limit overall catch to the sharks in their easy, exclusive economic zone, but allows its citizens to also catch sharks from shore? And what's even worse is, it's not really regulated anyway beyond, well, you are allowed to catch one shark per day, like a bag limit. But let's assume you just catch a tiger shark. Do you have then to go to the authorities and say, well, look, yesterday I caught a tiger, day before a black tip. Yeah, put that on a sheet. Well, no, it doesn't happen because you don't have to. So in a time where there's so much at stake when it comes to our oceans, how can we still allow something like this? Well, we cannot, and of course we should not. So if we would prohibit it, how could we prevent that shore fishermen won't catch sharks anymore? Well, we can't, but we could create some controlling systems that would let every fisherman think twice to mishandle a shark should he or she catch one by accident. First of all, we would have to create shore fishing zones. Let's say we would create them for every beach town with a minimum number of citizens. These zones would be video controlled areas of a certain size, let's say a few hundred yards. Every shore fisherman would have to fish there. Should someone be caught outside of it, a very heavy fine would have to be paid. All these zones would have video control, and more importantly, every fisherman entering these areas would have to register at the kiosk right at the beach. People who would not sign in, heavy fine. The next step would be that hook size and line strength would be limited. Are bigger hooks used or stronger lines, heavy fine. So I think you're getting what I'm planning to do, or what I would hope to do. Since any catch would be videotaped, any abuse of a caught shark that you really got by accident would be on tape. I'm very sure that every shore fisherman would now think twice to abuse a shark in any way, including bringing it to shore to take a picture, which is not allowed for some of these sharks. But that restriction depends on the state you fish in, and of course, the fine you have to pay is very, very minimal. For example, great hammerheads are not allowed to bring onto the beach in Florida to take a picture. But nevertheless, does it prevent fishermen from doing so? Just because you say it's not allowed? No, since the fines are ridiculously low. Fine them a high four-digit number plus a minimum jail term of 2 months, and I guarantee all these idiots that still think they have to shore fish would start to be very, very careful. And there's something else. To get a shore license, one has to dig deep or should dig deep into his or her pocket to pay for that license. Yeah, make it a few thousand bucks. I guarantee that this adaptations would reduce shore fishing tremendously. But you know what? Why even go that route? Why not just prohibit this whole shore fishing thing? Reducing at least to pier fishing. And that's that. As long as sport fishermen, yeah, that's a moronic expression, cannot completely be controlled, fishing should be banned. And the same goes for commercial fishing. I mentioned it in the past. EEZ fishing fleets should be video monitored, and any tampering with these lenses would lead to an immediate prosecution with seizing the vessel, shade time, and fines. Now, that would solve some problems. We can get a handle on shark fishing, but we have to go the extra steps first. I would be more than willing to write such a proposal to the state's agencies in charge, and would even take the heat from the pissed off fishermen, since it is time that we stand up. It is time that every person does his or her share. And that includes not being allowed anymore to fish for sharks from shore, or at least fight it against shark fishing from shore. I have plenty of other ideas how to reduce shark fishing on any level, and I hope down the road we will do another podcast and I fill you in. Okay? That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.